HarperCollins presents The Power of Women, written and read by June Sarpong. To every woman trying to be her best self, and every man trying to help. Dear listener, perhaps more than at any other point in modern history, the coronavirus pandemic exposed the extent to which we still live in a man's world. Among other things, we saw the vast majority of the extra unpaid care work created disproportionately falling to women. Simultaneously, global instability over recent years has seen some men beginning to question their standing within society. We are in a state of flux. Women are still facing discriminatory behaviour at every turn, while some men are fearing rather than welcoming the consequences of gender equality. As a cisgender woman, much of what I'll be discussing in this book is from that perspective, in relation to the power dynamic with cisgender straight men. However, I would like to sincerely add that all women are welcome here, and that this is not only the demographic I hope to reach with my words. Regardless of your gender, this book will teach you that equality for women is nothing to be afraid of. Instead, I will show you that it is absolutely vital that we unlock the untapped power of women in order to progress as a global community that is equipped to fight the largest challenges facing us today. It is imperative, then, that when we arise from this pandemic, we do not do so with women in a weaker position than they were before it began. In these pages, I invite you to discover with me a new way that we can live that will allow all genders to thrive, so you can help be the change we all need to see. Forward. The Woman I Want to Be. There was such dignity as she spoke with effortless grace. You couldn't take your eyes off her tanned, beautifully lined face. As she tossed back her shoulder-length dark hair, she declared in her signature Belgian-American-fused drawl, "I have never met a woman who isn't strong, even if she doesn't know it." The audience of over 400 female millennials was transfixed, watching this fabulous woman in her 60s. I couldn't help but wonder what it must feel like to have such self-acceptance and unwavering self-belief. It was clear that there wasn't a cell in her body or a thought in her mind working against her. I wasn't the only member of the audience thinking this. We all were. If we could discover the secret of her confidence, or if some of her essence could rub off on us, then maybe, just maybe, we could also overcome our self-doubt and become the women we wanted to be. Just as she, the legendary fashion designer Diane von Furstenberg, had done. From that day, I became fascinated with Diane von Furstenberg, the woman, not just the wrap dress. From reading her memoir, The Woman I Wanted to Be, I unearthed some of the ingredients behind Diane's confidence. Her mother had survived the Holocaust and was told by doctors that she would never have children. Her parents had been engaged before Diane's mother was captured by the Nazis. For 2 years, her father, a young wealthy businessman, kept the dream alive that his fiancée would return to him, which she did, albeit severely emotionally and physically wounded. Diane was their miracle child. Hardened by her unspeakable experiences at Auschwitz, Diane's mother imbued her daughter with courage and strength. Her father, on the other hand, showered her with love and affection. This combination of tough love gave Diane the right balance she would need to succeed. When Diane was 8 years old, she met the mother of one of her school friends. This woman was a wife, mother, and a successful businesswoman. In that moment, Diane decided that this was the woman she wanted to be. As she said, an independent woman, a woman who could pay for her bills, a woman who could run her own life. And I became that woman. As I rode with her in the elevator.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?